so many songs about voting.
Gotta get you into that booth, into that booth.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. We are at the top of the third hour. It's almost the weekend. We can taste it. What's funny is that song, every day when you play it, it starts with, there's so many songs about voting, and yet we play that song.
I have clipped it up into smaller pieces. I'll do that on Monday.
All right. All right. Well, if you've heard that song and you are a regular listener, you know that song means... there's only 45 days until the midterm elections, and we are doing our best to get down ballot candidates on the show so you can get to know them before Election Day. And today is no different. We are joined today by Lou Ann Bird, who is running for State Assembly in the 84th District. Welcome to the show, Lou Ann.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to have you here, mostly because your hashtag for your campaign is hashtag bird is the word, which is incredible.
Have you heard about the bird?
I'm going to hear about it from you. Yeah.
Bird is the word.
And so for people who don't know you, who are you?
Well, I am. I consider myself a compassionate activist who's you can trust to get something done. And it started 32 years ago after my husband was paralyzed in a construction accident. I was going to be a stay-at-home mom with two kids. They were young, 2 and 5. And that's when life changed. And I had to learn how to make that work. And I just had a value system that said, this isn't right, because we were up on the playground. Everybody else, speaking of schools, was downstairs in the event. So that started my strong advocacy for change and for making things better for people with disabilities. So 32 years of that.
And that is, it, specifically with disabilities, because I have a cousin who has spina bifida. I have another cousin who has muscular dystrophy. I have grandparents who are older, and it's interesting to me as far as how much of our lives are not accessible.
Well, yes.
Despite the fact that if you live long enough, most of us become somewhat disabled at some point.
Yeah.
And yet you take for granted how much you're able to do that is not available for people who are in a wheelchair or have some kind of mobility issues.
Well, at least we have our rights, which is another good reason to be running for public office right now, because we seem to be, our rights seem to be getting eroded left and right, including persons with disabilities when it comes to voting.
Yeah.
You know, this recent decision to try to make them mail their own ballot, which is totally crazy. So, okay, maybe the law doesn't allow it, but it's time for someone to change that. So that's, yeah, you're right. And Phil was paralyzed in, by the way, it's his birthday. Happy birthday, honey. In 8 days before the ADA law was signed. So it was worse when we got out of the hospital. We couldn't even, we always had to call ahead. But yeah, there's still tons of challenges out there. Our work, and if those of us who live with it, tonight, this is for your listeners with disabilities, if we don't speak up and do something about it, then we're part of the problem. You know how that is. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And it's hard sometimes.
Well, and it seems like when I was reading your bio on your campaign website, you'd certainly seem like someone who every time there was a problem, your attitude was just like, all right, well, what are we going to do to fix it?
What are we going to do to fix it? You can't solve every problem. But when we needed sewer in the neighborhood and ours wasn't working, our septic, I got involved. Yes, I got on the commission and got that done. And then when most recently we moved back here, we needed a Fisher House built at Miller Park. And so Phil and I decided, well, we better get involved in that, you know. And because the Fisher House is like a Ronald McDonald by the VA. He's a veteran. And it needed to be a place where the families of veterans can stay when they're veterans are in the hospital. So we get, when I see a need, and the need I see right now, since you're asking, is our political system is very broken. And so they redrew the lines and they put me in the district with Greenfield, Greendale, Hales Corners, and a slice of Milwaukee. And then they called me and said, we need a candidate to run. And I said, yes, because it's much better to get in there and do something about it. My husband, he's a sweetie. He looked at me and said, you really want to do this, don't you? And I said, yes, I do, because it's broken and we need more civility. Phil and I, we wouldn't have gotten the things done. All those things I jump in and do, I do by bringing people together, by being creative, by prioritizing, being patient and very persistent to get the change done. So here I am. Now, you know, grandma and grandpa daycare, we were watching the kids the last 10 years, and now they're in school full time, so it was a great opportunity to jump in and now do something else, because it's very important that we can flip this seat. It's a 50-50 seat.
Yeah.
So, and it's very important to keeping protecting our governor's veto because the lines have been gerrymandered in such a way that the Republicans could have a supermajority. I don't have a problem with Republicans necessarily. It's that far fringe right now that's controlling everything that's really threatening our democracy. So I got involved, and I have felt like a new person. And the same with the people working on my campaign. They're excited. They're energized. We're all energized. We're knocking on a lot of doors. We're having people join us. Civility is what we need. I even have my shirt.
Choose civility,
and let's get.
I need one of those
done shirts. Well, I brought you one.
Oh, great! So you kind of just answered why running for the legislature. But this is your first. It's not that you're new to campaigning because you've run for two different school boards and sat on two different school boards. But this is your first time running in a partisan race.
No, it's not.
It's not.
I ran in 2004 because my representative wasn't doing anything.
I missed that part of the bio.
When you've done as much as I have, you kind of pick and choose.
Fair.
Yeah, I did run, so I knew what I was getting into. I ran and lost, and it was during the John Kerry when he was running for president, and I was running in a very Republican area. But I'm happy to say I got 43% of the vote, and it was a good run.
That was also the last time Tim Michaels ran.
Oh my! That's
2004. Yeah.
Well,
think about it that way. So, how is the campaign going?
It's going great. Like I said, people are energized. They're excited. They want change. Every door I go to, the first thing I say is, "I think the system's broken," and they say, "Yeah, it is." And then when I say, "What are you looking for in a candidate?" Well, you know, they want to know if I can get something done, and it's so exciting to just say, "Yeah, these are the things that I've done in my past." And so I hope that gives you some confidence that I'll be able to get something done. But the most important part of every door knock is that you can create change. You can vote for me, or you can vote for Bob Donovan, who many people know ran for mayor.
Wait, doesn't he live in Milwaukee?
He lives in Milwaukee, but he decided to move out to an area that is safer. I'm sorry. That's what it says on his website. It's safer out in Greenfield. So anyway, that's who I'm running against. And I can get more done, not to mention my education background. Yes, I was on school boards for 10 years. I did consulting for school boards around the state. I worked for the Wisconsin Association of School Boards for a while. And I'm excited to have a slice of Milwaukee in my district because we need some really strong advocates for kids in Milwaukee. You know, they're failing. A lot of kids are failing. And if you want to lower the crime rates there, you really need to take a look at mental health, and you need to take a look at education, and I have a pretty strong background in that.
Yeah, and housing. I know the Journal Sentinel just put out a big special report how important housing is when it comes to crime rates, and there's all these different things beyond police and parole and prisons that actually lead to decreasing crime. And so we're talking to Lou Ann Bird, who is the Democratic candidate for the 84th Assembly District, and when you're, like you said, it's a 50-50 district, and so it's been really interesting to talk to all the candidates who have come in as far as when they're having conversations. It's one thing to talk to constituents who already vote Democrat, consider themselves pretty left. What are the conversations like when you talk to people who consider themselves Republicans?
Well, I enjoy talking to everybody. And one day I knocked on a door and a guy comes around the corner. He's got a Trump hat on. And now I got to talk to him. I can't get away. He's right there in front of me. So I just hold up my little flyer and I say, "I don't suppose you'd vote for a Democrat, would you?" And he starts laughing and I start laughing. And we start talking about what did you like about Trump and what did you not like about Trump. And then we start talking about issues and about our personal lives. And before you know it, he just says, "You know, I can vote for you, Lou Ann." And I said, "That's just great, Bill." And then I start to walk away. I go, "Wait a minute." I go back, "Bill, no one's going to believe it. Can I get a picture with you for my Facebook page?" And he puts his arms out and he says, "Yeah, you flipped me." So what I'm getting, it doesn't matter which party. I hit people sometimes that say, "What party?" right away, and I say Democrat, and they try to hand me back my flyer, but I'll tell you what, give me a few minutes with them, they're keeping it, and they're going to check it out. Because I say, you know, if you want change, I'm your person, you know. If you want things better, if you want to fix the broken system, we can solve our problems. Everyone wants gun safety reforms. Everyone, every door I talk to wants to get rid of. So why aren't these things getting done? So Republicans and Democrats alike are supporting me in my campaign. But I do want to tell you one super, and by the way, that also happened. There were three people standing on the road and I was looking for an address or something. But I go up and talk to everybody. And they all said, "Well, what party, Democrat?" They go, "Well, we're all Republicans." They hand me my thing back. And pretty soon we get to talk, and it turns out they're veterans, and my husband's a veteran. We get to talking, right? And And then, it, you know, it's real pleasant. It was just a real pleasant conversation. I walk away and I got to go home, take care of my husband. And then I come back and finish some doors. And one of the guys is on his lawnmower and he waves to me and he's got this big wave. It's just like making friends everywhere I go and building relationships and trying to rebuild trust in the political system and show people it can be different. It starts with me being civil when I go to the doors. So I also want to mention that young people want change. And those are the hardest people to get out there, right? Well, there's a musician lives in my district, Chris Porterfield. And he's been helping me since the start because he really wants to see things better, and he loved my story and this and the focus on civility. So he finally says to me one day, and he helped with all the social media and logos, he does all that stuff, he says, there's got to be more I can do. He said, how about if we do a concert for you called Bird Songs? So I said, well, that'd be great. What do you have in mind? And pretty soon it morphed into a bunch of Bird Songs concerts in people's backyards. And it's to introduce, then they came up with their own slogan. It's citizens and musicians amplifying civility through music and action.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that cool? So we have four more coming up, and the grand finale is called We May Well Be the Ones, based on that song by Paul Westerberg, I think it is. And it's all about collective change, and there's going to be nine musicians on stage at the Cooperage.
Oh, it's at the Cooperage!
It's at the Cooperage, our final event. It's just been an amazing journey to see these folks want to take change and then stepping up and trying to introduce me to their network and all these musicians donating their time. It's fabulous.
Well, I really appreciate how much you've really leaned into your last name between the hashtag, Bird Songs. Aren't you calling your people the flock?
Join our flock.
Yes. Join the flock.
You can learn more going to luannbird.com. I better mention that. Yeah. Join our flock.
Join the flock. That is
some feathers. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. Just it's never ending. I love it.
I know.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but you're still going to be here when we come back. Our guest right now is Lou Ann Bird, who's a Democratic candidate for the 84th Assembly District. She'll be here after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. To As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Our guest this half hour is Lou Ann Bird. Bird is the word. She's the Democratic candidate for the 84th Assembly District, which is down here in southeast Wisconsin. So as someone who's spent a fair amount of time on school boards have become very political in the last year. I have done a couple stories and videos as far as this is not... It kind of goes in waves, like during the John Birch Society height of there was stories of how they would storm school boards and ask school board members if they were communists. So it's not a consistent trend, but it ebbs and flows as far as trying to take politics into the school board, which is largely a nonpartisan function that just tries to make the schools run efficiently.
Well,
or maybe am I wrong?
No, you're totally. In fact, education has become a political football. Yeah. And the last school board elections all around the state were very surprising at in some communities, but in stronger communities, the ones that are there for the right reasons maybe prevailed, and that's good. But it is a little scary. It is a nonpartisan issue. It is we cannot have strong communities unless we have strong schools. Mm-hmm. So we should be working together to figure out what is it going to take to improve education and not be pitting right now what's happening. It's alarming. Parents against teachers and putting out false narratives about what's being taught in our schools. So I knocked on a door and one door and I ended up talking to someone who wasn't on my list, but she's like, oh my gosh, they're teaching transgender in elementary school. And I said, no, they're not. And then I heard it at another door. I've been hearing it. And all of a sudden I went home and I watched the ads and I see that someone has put out an ad that Tony Evers is supporting or you know, that they have a transgender video in kindergarten. It's just a bold-faced lie, and I'm very concerned about the eroding of public education, what's mm-hmm. happening both at the school board level and now at the state level, and it's just wrong. Our kids need support. Our teachers need support, and I'm very excited to have a part of my district be Milwaukee because that's where I would like to focus my attention when it comes to education. It's not the kids' fault that they're not learning.
Yeah,
it's the grown-ups in the kids' lives that need to do things different if we're going to reach those kids in those schools because they're reachable. There's plenty of examples of very high-performing schools, which is what I found when I was doing consulting work for the school boards. There are examples out there. If they can reach those kids in a district where I was in Montgomery, Alabama for a while, and there was a school there that they had to, it was such a dangerous neighborhood, they had to walk the kids home at night to make sure they got home safe. And they were one of the highest-performing schools in the state.
Oh, wow.
So there are pockets of these around the nation. There's pockets right in Milwaukee. If they can reach half the kids, why can't they? I understand challenges in the families do become a barrier sometimes, but they're about the grown-ups. And when those kids walk in the door, a high-quality teacher in every classroom can reach those kids, I believe. And that's what I would do is focus more on strengthening education, especially in Milwaukee and everywhere, because you need that for strong communities.
Well, it also goes to the fact that there is this is only pitting parents versus teachers, I think, as far as I understand it, is one of many reasons, but is certainly one of the reasons why more and more teachers are not going back to the classroom. And
we're having
here in Waukesha, there's a huge teacher shortage, and across the state, there's mm-hmm. a huge teacher shortage. Mm-hmm. And whether it's public schools or charter schools or choice schools or private schools, like, we need teachers.
And I had a neighbor who had to retire early. She said she had sixth grader come up to her to want to talk about his sexual orientation, and I think he was gay, and she didn't know what to say because she doesn't know if she's going to get sued by saying the wrong thing when a student approaches her. And so that is an issue. Also, I hear a lot. You know, I think as a society, we have to go through change sometimes. And in 2004, when I ran, the issue of gay marriage was on the ballot. Yeah. They were trying to put that on the ballot. And everybody has gotten so much better. And that's not that long ago. So we have come around on understanding and accepting that people can marry who they want and love who they want. And we don't have to legislate and mandate. That's a personal thing. And so I love where we've come as a society. Still not perfect. So now transgender is another one of those new things. They've come out. And we can talk about that, but we have to help the public get comfortable. And I hear that a lot at the doors, like they think that should not be happening in our schools. Well, it's not, first of all. We're not teaching kids to be different. It's coming from, you know, within them, and sometimes whatever. Who knows? I wouldn't know that. But we have to find a way to treat everyone with respect.
Yeah.
And so if someone's uncomfortable with the whole locker room situation, I'm confident that we'll find a way to make that work for everybody. Every child in our schools, every adult in our schools, every parent needs to feel good about sending their kids to school. And if there's some differences in how we are, heck, when we became paralyzed, when Phil became paralyzed, it was interesting to feel left out quite often. And we don't want our kids to feel that way.
No. All right. Well, we have 2 minutes left. And one of the things we like to end with whenever we have candidates in the room is a speed round. So first job.
I was a retail.
Favorite stay-at-home pandemic activity?
Oh, binge watching Netflix.
Person you'd most like to meet, dead or alive?
Oh, alive. I would love to meet Barack Obama. My hope.
Something about you that would surprise people?
That I used to pump gas.
There you go. Most recent movie or TV show you'd recommend?
Oh, CODA. Children Adult Deaf. CODA. Children of Deaf Adults.
Yes. Favorite thing about your district?
Oh, I just love that it's urban and suburban, so it's going to have a lot of diversity in it, and it's going to have a lot of mixed challenges, and I love talking to people.
What's your walk-up song?
Well, besides Bird, Bird, Bird is a word, I'm actually singing Chris Porterfield's, two songs. He's got one, Never Look Back, and I love that song, and that's always rolling in my head. And the other one is Bruce Springsteen, I'm Working on a Dream, because when I'm out there talking civility, that's how I feel, like I'm working on it.
Last question, what's on your Wisconsin bucket list?
Oh, what's on my Wisconsin bucket list? Well, that's a good one. I want to win in the 84th.
There you go. That's a great one. All right. Lou Anne Bird, thank you for being here. She is the Democratic candidate for the 84th Assembly District. We will link all of her website and social information on our website. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you guys for what you do. It was fun. Thank you. Here's your shirts.
Oh, yes. All right.